KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:03, we have a cloudy sky here in Atlantic. 80 degrees. We look for variably cloudy skies today with scattered showers and thunderstorms this morning, and then again later this afternoon, a high around 93. And radar does show some widely scattered light rain, primarily over the southwestern quarter of Iowa. Some heavier rain up between Carroll and Jefferson. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Meyer & Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. In state news, authorities say a tornado has damaged farmsteads and crop fields, and high winds from other storms have torn at homes and knocked out power in eastern Iowa. Iowa County authorities say the tornado touched down about a mile north of Williamsburg a little before 6 p.m. Tuesday and churned northeastward, skirting Conroy before lifting. No injuries were reported at the three damaged farmsteads. Thunderstorms packing winds of up to 75 miles per hour down trees and power lines in Dubuque County last night, leaving thousands of people without power. More than 9 inches of rain has been reported in southern Clayton County, where authorities evacuated up to 20 homes because of flooding. Quarter-sized hail was reported in the Holy Cross area. Authorities say a man working under a vehicle died when the vehicle fell on him near Sergeant Bluff, which is in northwestern Iowa. The accident occurred around 11 a.m. Tuesday. Woodbury County Sheriff's Office says a jack supporting the vehicle collapsed, allowing the vehicle to fall on 64-year-old Lauren Jorgensen. He was flown to a Sioux City hospital and pronounced dead. The accident was under investigation. Well, members of the Cass Atlantic Development Corporation, or CADCO, board held their annual meeting Tuesday evening in the Camblin Edition Shelter House at Sunnyside Park with dinner catered by the downtowner. Guest speaker for the evening was Mike Messing, manager for the 150 million gallon per year elite octane ethanol plant that is under construction on the northern side of Atlantic. Messing said construction will start soon at the plant, on the world's largest freestanding bins for storing corn.
At 2 million bushels each. So we'll have 4 million bushels of on-site storage, 156 diameter, 29 ring high, freestanding steel bins. So pretty excited about that.
Later this week or next, concrete will be pressure pumped into the ground to place the structures on. Construction crews started camping out at the Shilberg Recreation Area almost as soon as the camping pads were installed there. And altogether, there are about 100 people working on various aspects of the project. Once all the steel work is done, pipe fitters will be scampering around the site, installing at least 25 miles worth of piping.
The pipe fitters and the electricians move in. They're the longer stay skills that come in, crafts that come in. The steel, the civil, half of them will stay for quite a while, but really they're at the front end of the project and then they kind of move on and go to another project. But you bring them pipe fitters in and the electricians, they're there for the duration of the job through pretty much startup or until work starts low and then it starts thinning out. So that's here next couple months is really when you'll see the influx of people coming into town that are working on the plant.
When the plant is up and running, it'll process 400 to 420,000 gallons of ethanol per day.
We figure to start up probably, better than 120. We're hoping probably around 140. As we get operators trained, as we get things lined out, we plan on moving up to 150. If corn supply and everything's looking good at then we would probably have a next leg up, but that would be years down the road.
He says it will need about 140,000 bushels of corn, or 7 acres per day.
We'll have two receiving bays. Each receiving bay will take about 30,000 bushel of corn. An hour, so we'll be able to move 60,000 bushel of corn, which means we should be able to move trucks through fast, which we'll need because it's about 140 trucks a day that we'll have to run through there. We don't take corn on Saturdays and Sundays, so take that 280 and move it across the week, and that's what we need to be moving through on a regular basis.
Now, they'll be taking applications for skilled, general, and advanced positions like chemists at eliteoctane.net. within the next week or so. And it's important that you use .net if you want to find out what jobs they have, because there's also an eliteoctane.com that has nothing to do with the ethanol plant project. 50 employees are expected to be on the payroll when the plant is fully functional. Messing said the annual payroll is expected to be around $6.5 million. Base pay on the low end will be about $18.50 per hour, with the more advanced positions paying considerably more. The heavy workforce likely won't be needed, though, until the spring of 2018. Officials at the Union County Sheriff's Office report the arrest Monday night around 9:15 p.m. of 28-year-old Trevor Jack Dylan Loudon. The Creston man was taken into custody at the Union County Law Enforcement Center. On a Union County warrant for theft in the fourth degree, Loudon was being held in the Union County Jail on $1,000 bond. The Adams County Sheriff's Office said yesterday a call at around 5:30 a.m. Monday about a truck parked in the middle of 260th Street near Nottoway resulted in the arrest of a man on multiple charges. Deputies responding to the area saw a dark-colored car leaving as they arrived. A traffic stop was conducted, but the vehicle took off. Deputies noticed three people were originally inside the vehicle, but only two were present when the car finally stopped. A canine unit was called out to the location where the car was first seen, which was across from a farm home on 265th Street. A canine team picked up the track and found 30-year-old Richard Dean Pierce of Red Oak laying in tall grass inside of a bean field. Pierce was arrested for burglary, criminal mischief, trespassing, theft, and on a warrant from Nottoway County, Missouri. His bond was set at $5,000. Members of the Atlantic Library Board of Trustees Monday evening appointed Diane McFadden as the interim director of the library. McFadden, who has served the library for more than 20 years, is currently the adult services librarian. She'll take over after current director Natalie Struker serves through her last day on August the 1st. Board member Dee Bebensy told KJAN News that the board on Monday officially accepted Struker's resignation, which she had submitted at the end of June. And Atlantic Mayor Dave Jones had said during last week's city council meeting that Struker had accepted a position with the Cedar Rapids Library. The board agreed to approve the job posting in the Library for Professional Resources and Other Media in hopes of finding a permanent replacement for Struker. In other business, they approved the appointment of Gene Fisher and Greg Williams to the library board. They'll replace Jim Krall and Hans Kringle. Authorities say a 41-year-old man has died from injuries he suffered in a Monona County house fire. Firefighters have been dispatched to the Ottawa home at around 9:30 p.m. on July the 3rd. Neighbors reported hearing a big bang before the flames erupted. One person in the home, Dallas Seward, was injured. Ronald Humphrey of the Iowa State Fire Marshal's Division confirmed Tuesday that Seward died this past Sunday at an Omaha, Nebraska hospital. Humphrey also said the cause of the resulting blaze remained under investigation. The news was brought to you by Meyer & Gross Real Estate, celebrating 40 years of great quality service. Give Meyer & Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by at 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.